Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Constance. I'm glad you called. Now, you'll have to count me out tonight, Angel. I've got to prevent a murder. Yes, and since I don't know who's behind it all, I may have to try a shot in the dark.
This is Ed Herlihy, friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now, join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the unwelcome wife. In just a moment, we'll bring you the latest adventure of the Falcon. But first, just a word about the latest addition to the Kraft family of fine foods, Kraft Salad Oil. If you haven't yet tried this new Kraft Salad Oil, you've really been missing something. For Kraft Salad Oil is more than just a new oil, the first ever offered for your home use by the makers of all those other wonderful Kraft salad dressing products. It's a new kind of oil, a lighter-bodied salad oil that blends quickly and perfectly with other ingredients. Yes, lighter-bodied, because Kraft Salad Oil is not just refined. It's superfined by a special process created by Kraft. Try this new lighter-bodied, superfined Kraft Salad Oil in your homemade salad dressings, your cooking, your baking. You know it's good because it's superfined by Kraft. Get some tomorrow at your grocer's. And now, the case of the unwelcome wife. It's early Sunday evening in New York, and in the Swank Club 19, a young man named Richie Wayne gazes around the bar with a proprietary interest. And proprietary is the word for it, for if Richie doesn't exactly own the place, he manages it, which is the next best thing.
You fellas getting everything you want?
Yeah, you bet, Richie. How's things by you?
Couldn't be better.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Joe, take care, my friend.
Right.
Excuse me, Mr. Wayne.
What is it, Marty?
Mr. Castell wants to see you.
I can't right now. I'm busy.
The boss said it was important.
Okay, look after things. I'll be right back. Hi, Jack. Tommy. How you doing?
Yes?
Hello, Vince.
Oh, come in, Richie.
Thanks. Marty said you wanted to see me.
Mm-hmm. I've got bad news for you, kid.
Why? What's the matter?
What would you say if I told you that one of my most trusted men had let me down? Man I treated like my own son.
Who?
You, Richie.
What are you talking about?
I dropped in at the bank today.
Oh, you should have let me go.
That was my mistake. I've been letting you go too often. They tell me I'm $90,000 overdrawn. Now, how do you suppose that happened?
Listen, Vince, I can explain.
I'm not interested, Richie. All I want is my money.
Look, you don't understand.
I understand. I trusted you and let me down. That hurts, Richie. And if you don't get that money back in 48 hours, it's going to hurt you a lot more.
Richie.
Hello, Joan. How are you?
Fine. Let me take your coat.
No, I can't stay long. June, I've got to talk to you.
But, darling, I've got company.
Who?
I guess she means me.
What are you doing here, Bruce?
Now, Richie.
I'm afraid your friend doesn't like me, June.
No, I don't. Get out.
I thought this was her apartment.
Maybe you better go, Bruce. I'll call you later.
Okay. So long, Richie. No hard feelings.
Go on, beat it.
You're the boss. Good night, June.
Good night, Bruce.
What was he doing here?
Now, look, darling, let's get one thing straight. This is my place.
You promised me you'd never see him again.
Did I?
Yes.
Then I guess I just can't be trusted.
June, let's not fight. I'm in enough trouble as it is.
What do you mean?
Vince discovered that I've been forging checks.
What?
Well, how do you think I was able to give you the ring and the bracelet and all the other junk?
Yes, you know, I often wondered about that.
Of course. Couldn't buy that on my salary.
So you've been dipping in the till.
Listen, June, I hate to ask you this.
But you want me to turn back everything you gave me.
Yeah. I probably could raise $70,000 on this stuff.
No, darling, $50,000.
How do you know?
I've already sold it.
What?
Mm-hmm. The jewels you saw me wearing were copies.
Where's the money?
Oh, I found a better investment.
June, you gotta let me have it.
Don't be ridiculous, Richie.
But you don't understand. Vince will kill me if I don't get it back.
You really think so?
Of course.
Well, in that case, all I can say...
You'll let me have the money?
No, it was nice knowing you, dear. Too bad it had to end like this.
Second. Take it easy, will you?
Hiya, Mike.
If it isn't Discount Charlie.
Yeah, that's who it is. Can I come in?
What's the password?
I can get it for you wholesale.
Advance, friend.
Thanks.
Now sit down, Charlie.
Yeah, don't mind if I do.
How's business?
Oh, swell, swell.
Good. Cigarette?
Yeah. Oh, incidentally, Mike, how much you paying a carton?
$1.90.
Well, I can get it for you for $1.80.
Well, I'll keep you in mind, Charlie. But you didn't come here for that.
No, I got a proposition for you, Mike.
What do you mean?
Well, I got a case for you. There ought to be a very nice fee in it. Less, of course, my usual small cut for steering the business, do you? What's the matter?
I don't split fees.
Well, I ask is 10%.
I wouldn't give you 5.
I'll take 2.5.
Sorry, I'm not interested.
You sure?
Positive.
Well, that raises a very delicate point, Mike.
Oh?
Yeah. You see, the guy was coming to you anyway.
You little chisel. Hey, where are you going?
Well, he's waiting in the hall. Hey, Richie.
Want me, Charlie?
Yeah, you might as well come in now. And, Mike, I want you to meet a very swell fellow, Richie Wayne.
How do you do?
Heard a lot about you, Mr. Waring.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of things about you.
Well, now that we're one happy family, Richie, I want you to tell Mike your problem.
It's not very involved, Waring. I work for Vince Castell.
So I know. You manage the Club 19 for him.
That's right. Well, a little while ago, I needed some money and...
And you helped yourself to some of Vince's?
Yeah.
What did you do? Forged checks?
$90,000 worth.
Now I suppose Vince threatens to blow a whistle.
Not exactly. He gave me 48 hours to get the dough up. If I can't by that time, I don't think he'll bother going to the DA.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened to the money?
Bought some jewelry for my fiancée.
Only this doll does not happen to be his fiancée. She's a grifter named June Dennison.
June Dennison?
Yeah. She's working a con game with a character named Bruce Cheney.
What do you say, Warren?
You think you can get the moolah back for Richie?
I can try. Where does this June Dennison live?
She's got an apartment at the Stratford Arms.
Okay, I'll look her up.
Yeah, be careful, Mike.
Why, Charlie, I didn't dream you cared.
No, I'm not kidding. I know this doll. She's as sharp as a razor and just as dangerous. Watch it when she starts working on your neck.
Yes?
Now, how do you do? My name is Mike Waring.
Come in.
Thanks. I'm looking for June Dennison.
Now, isn't that a coincidence? That just happens to be my name.
Well, looks like I hit the jackpot.
Just think, it only cost you a dime. Or did you come by cab?
You know, June, I wouldn't be surprised if we got along real fine.
Oh, I'm sure of that, Mike.
And that Mike proves it.
You don't think I'm being forward?
No, not at all. But you know, this is all very funny. Here you invite a strange man into your apartment, and you never once ask what he wants.
Maybe I can guess.
Oh, mind reader.
You're no stranger to me, Mr. Waring. I understand you're one of the best private detectives in New York.
Tell me more.
Well, I imagine you've come up here to see about Richie Wayne.
That's right. How about it?
How about what?
That 90 grand. Why not give it back? You know you're going to have to anyway.
Oh, I'd love to, darling, for your sake. But unfortunately, I've got a little partner.
Mm-hmm. Bruce Cheney?
And I don't think Bruce would approve of my turning back the money. Not after we worked so hard for it.
Well, let me worry about Bruce.
All right, Mike. Anything you say.
You mean you'll refund the money?
With the great falcon on my trail, what else can I do?
I don't get it.
Oh, darling, you're so suspicious. You see, I've got nothing up my sleeve.
Nothing but a lovely arm.
Well, shall we drink to our bargain?
Why not?
I'll be back in just a moment.
It'll seem like a year.
Am I as good as my word?
Oh, much better.
Here's your drink.
Just a moment, June.
Yes?
Would you mind very much if we traded glasses?
But why, darling?
It's an old family custom.
You know, Mike, you're pretty cute.
You ought to see me do card tricks. Or shall we switch?
Oh, you insist?
I insist. Now, let's see you pour it down.
Your health, darling.
Drink hearty.
Well, I'm still alive.
Yeah, I guess I owe you an apology.
Then why not drink to me?
No sooner said than done. Here's to a beautiful friendship, June. Hey, that's pretty potent stuff. A bit of Pax...
Why, Mike, what's the trouble?
All of a sudden, I feel dizzy.
It's your imagination, darling.
Why, you little...
Waring? Oh, you poor darling. You poor, poor sap.
Hello?
Hello, Bruce?
Yes?
June.
Waring show up?
As predicted.
What happened?
He came, he saw, and I conquered.
Good for you, baby.
Oh, it was nothing, Bruce. I guess I'm what they call a femme fatale.
How long has he been out now?
About 10 minutes.
Well, he's good for 3 hours. That ought to give us enough time. You know what to do?
Mm-hmm. Just follow your instructions.
That's right. Think you can handle it?
Leave it to me, Bruce. As far as Mike Waring is concerned, I'm a knockout.
It's lighter body. It's super fine.
It's Kraft Salad Oil, the first salad oil ever offered for your home use by the makers of all those wonderful Kraft prepared salad dressing products. When you make a homemade salad dressing or a chiffon cake or anything else that requires liquid shortening, you know that much of the secret about standing success lies in the salad oil you use. And that's why the introduction of Kraft Salad Oil this spring has been such big news, such good news for so many women. Kraft Salad Oil is more than just a new oil. It's a new kind of oil, a lighter-bodied oil designed to blend quickly and perfectly with other ingredients. And Kraft Salad Oil is a lighter-bodied oil because it's not just refined. It's superfined by a special process created by Kraft. So tomorrow, when you see Kraft Salad Oil on your grocer's shelves, remember...
It's lighter body. It's super fine.
Try lighter bodied, super fine Kraft Salad Oil tomorrow. Look for the bottle with the beautiful label. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. Several hours have passed since Mike Waring paid his visit to June Dennison, and the young lady in question swept him off his feet. Of course, she had a little help. It came in a bottle labeled Mickey Finn. And now, as we find the couple...
All right. All right, June, you can turn off the water now.
Don't you think you ought to soak your head a little longer, Mike?
No.
Oh, but, darling, you'll feel better.
Oh, I feel dandy now.
Oh. I just can't understand what happened. Where have you been eating lately?
Obviously in the wrong places. Where'd you get that Mickey?
Mickey?
The one you slipped in my drink.
Oh, darling, how can you say such a thing? We were celebrating and you overindulged.
Well, I might buy that, June, only I had nothing to celebrate.
Now, Mike, how can you speak that way about our marriage?
Of what?
Our marriage. Oh, darling, you were so masterful.
You're kidding.
Why, Mike, you couldn't possibly have forgotten so soon. Would you like to see the wedding license?
I'd like nothing better.
Here you are.
Well, I'll be a dirty name.
That makes me Mrs. Dirty Name.
All right, June, the comedy's over. What's this all about?
Sweetheart, I told you. It was love at first sight.
Yes, plus the fact that with me married to you, I couldn't very well accuse you of taking Richie Wayne to the tune of 90 grand.
You see my point, Mike? You wouldn't want your wife known as a common criminal.
Whose idea was this, Bruce Cheney's?
Mm-hmm. He was here with the Justice of the Peace while you were, shall we say, out.
Didn't the Justice comment on my condition?
Oh, no, he was a friend of Bruce's.
Oh, that was very smart of Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to congratulate him.
Don't bother, dear. Just send him a wire.
No, that's too cold. I'd rather take this up with him personally.
Oh, but darling, what about our honeymoon?
Well, that will have to keep, Angel, until Bruce and I get together and decide who's the best man.
I guess he's not home.
Are you sure this is Bruce's apartment?
Of course, darling. Would I fool you?
No, perish forbid. I suppose we go in and wait.
The door's locked.
Well, I'm surprised at you, June. That's no insurmountable obstacle.
You going to pick the lock?
No. I'm going to pick your purse.
Let's go.
Now, Angel, you can't begrudge your husband a little privilege like this. That's part of the marriage contract. The groom is entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of his wife's handbag. Here we are.
Dirty trick.
You know, June, I don't approve of you having a key to Bruce's apartment. And I may have to take steps.
Now, listen, Mike.
Uh-oh. Someone's taken them before me.
What?
Look.
Bruce.
Yeah.
What's the matter with him?
He's dead.
Oh, no. I don't believe it.
You're a pretty hard girl to convince.
But who could have killed him?
That's just what I was going to ask you.
What do you mean?
Well, thanks to those knockout drops, I was out for about 4 hours. Now, what did you do to amuse yourself during that time?
Aren't you overlooking something?
I don't know, am I?
Yes. Where's my motive?
What about that 90 grand you got from Richie Wayne? Now you won't have to do any long division. You can keep it all for yourself.
Oh, you're wonderful, Mike. You can't imagine how happy I am that we're married.
Why? Because a husband can't testify against his wife?
You ought to know, dear. But doesn't it work the other way, too?
What do you mean?
Well, a wife can't testify against her husband either, and you had a motive to kill Bruce, too.
Did I?
Well, you don't exactly approve of our marriage, and it was Bruce's idea.
Yes, but I was unconscious during that time.
So you claim, but now that I think of it, maybe you were faking.
I don't know how long our marriage is going to last, June, but I can see now it's going to be exciting.
And think, darling, it's just beginning.
Yes, I'm going to love everything
that... What's that?
Came from that closet. All right, friend, come on out.
Okay, why not? Get those hands up, Waring.
Richie.
I'm sorry I startled you, June, but I had no choice. Mr. Waring was so insistent.
What are you doing here, Richie?
Slumming, and you?
What's the matter with you, kid? Don't you remember? I'm working for you.
You mean you're working on me? You must have gotten quite a laugh when I told you about my troubles.
I give you my word, Richie. You got it all wrong.
I'll bet I have. So you were in on it all along.
No.
No wonder Discount Charlie gave you such a buildup. I can't wait to thank him for bringing me to you.
Richie, you've got to listen to reason.
Just stay where you are, Waring. I'm not clowning. Come on, June.
What?
You hurt me. I'm taking you with me.
Oh, now, Richie, you wouldn't want to do that. Mike and I were just married.
That's too bad. But unless you and your husband want to spend your honeymoon in the morgue, you'll go quietly.
Come in. Oh, Mike.
Hiya, Charlie.
Hey, what's the score?
Well, it doesn't look too good for the home team.
You mean you didn't get Richie's dough back?
Not a dime.
Yeah, that's not so good, Mike. The kid ain't got much time left. You know what Vince Castell will do to him if he don't dig it up.
I've got an idea.
Well, what'll I say to Richie when I see him?
Well, whatever it is, Charlie, you better make it convincing. He thinks you and I were working with June in this swindle.
Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Well, wait till you hear the topper. Bruce Cheney has been murdered.
You're kidding.
Hardly.
Hey, who knocked him off, June?
I don't know. Before I had a chance to ask, Richie kidnapped him.
Hey, that's not good.
No, we were on our honeymoon.
What are you talking about?
Sure, congratulations are in order, Charlie. We're Mr. and Mrs.
It's a gag.
Well, if it is, it's on me.
Well, why did Richie want to snatch your wife for?
I don't know. Maybe he thought she could help him find you.
What?
Yeah, that's right. I have so much other news I forgot to tell you. When last I talked to Richie, he mentioned he was going to look you up.
Hey, the kid's gone off his trolley, Mike. We got to find him.
Well, why not let him find us?
What do you mean?
Well, if he's going to try to kill you, obviously he's got to locate you first.
That's a cheery thought.
Yeah, I was sure you'd like it. But after he shoots you, call me at my apartment, huh?
Yeah, supposing he kills me dead.
Well, now, Charlie, you don't want to be selfish. I'm supplying all the ideas. The least you can do is supply the corpse. I'll be seeing you, fella. I hope.
Just a second.
Mr. Vince Castell?
Yes?
My name is Mike Waring. I tried you at your club, but they told me you left.
Come in.
Thank you.
What's on your mind, Mr. Waring?
I'd like to talk to you about Richie Wayne.
What about Richie?
Well, I'm working for him. You gave him 48 hours to dig up the money to cover those checks?
I know what I gave him.
Yeah, well, how about an extension?
Not a chance.
Now, what do you want to be so vindictive about? Richie made a mistake. Anybody might have over this girl.
I can't be that tolerant.
Well, you never saw her. She's the type who uses voodoo. One whiff and you're knocked out.
Has she got my money now?
I think so.
Well, then I'll see her very shortly.
You know her name?
I'll find out.
Well, I can save you the trouble. They tell me it's Mrs. Michael Waring.
What?
Oh, I think your phone's ringing.
Well, let it ring.
Yes, but it may be for me. I left a message at my place. I was coming over here. Do you mind?
Not at all. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Mike?
Yeah.
This is Discount Charlie.
How'd you make out?
Well, not so hot. I couldn't find Richie anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, Charlie, here's what I want you to do.
Well, wait a minute, Mike. Someone just came in.
Who?
Hey. Hey, listen, kid, what's the idea? Hey, put away the rod. Richie, I'm your friend. You don't know what...
Charlie!
What's the trouble, Waring?
Something's just gone dead, Castell. And I don't think it's the lion.
Where is it?
This apartment here. 4D. Try the door.
Oh, it's locked.
Yeah, sure, wouldn't you know it?
What about the keyhole?
So this is how you become a columnist.
You see anything?
Nope. He's still in there.
Well, there must be some other way to get into the apartment.
Well, forget it. There isn't. Come on, Vince. Give me a hand.
What are you going to do?
Break it open. You with me?
All right.
One. They don't make the doors the way they used to. In the old days...
Waring.
Huh? Where is he?
In the corner.
Charlie.
Is he dead?
No, his heart is still beating. Get some water.
Oh. No, don't, Richie. You got us wrong.
Now, take it easy, Charlie. You're going to be all right.
Oh, hello, Mike.
And hiya, fella. How you doing?
Great.
That's the spirit.
Here you are. Here's the water.
Now, come on, boy. Drink this down.
I can't hurt.
Where?
All over.
That's just the shock. As far as I can see, it's nothing but a flesh wound.
Charlie, what happened?
I don't know. Somebody plugged me.
Now, don't give me that. You know who it was.
Honest, I don't, Mike. He got me from behind.
Then how come the bullet entered your shoulder from the front? What's more, I heard you call him Richie over the phone.
Now, listen, Mike. The kid didn't know what he was doing.
Well, I hope the cops will agree with you. Was June with him?
No, he was alone.
You feel well enough to travel?
Yeah, where are we going?
Over to Richie's apartment.
Isn't this a job for the police?
Now, you forget, Vince. Richie beat it with my wife, and I wouldn't want the cops to interfere in a purely family affair. Shall we go?
When you shop tomorrow, be sure to pick up a pint or quart bottle of Kraft Salad Oil. It's the wonderful new oil for your homemade salad dressings, your cooking, your baking. The first salad oil ever offered for your home use by Kraft. Remember, it's a lighter-bodied oil that blends perfectly with other ingredients. Lighter-bodied because it's superfined by a special process created by Kraft. Don't wait to try Kraft Salad Oil. Look for the bottle with the beautiful label. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. An hour has passed since Mike Waring learned that he obviously is never to enjoy his honeymoon. Now we find the Falcon, Charlie, and Vince knocking on the door of the snake in his own personal Garden of Eden.
Yeah? Is Richie Wayne in?
Sure. Come in.
Thanks. Where is he?
Under the blanket.
What?
You want to look at him?
Yes.
Holy smoke.
Well, thank you very much, Mr.
McDonald. Only it's Lieutenant.
Now, that's what I thought.
I don't believe I caught your name.
It's Waring.
The Falcon?
That's right.
Who are your friends?
My name is Vince Castell.
I've heard of you.
Charlie Beck's my name. Glad to know you, Lieutenant.
Hiya.
What happened to Richie?
Can't you see?
You mean that gun in his hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, but why should he want to commit suicide for?
You friends of his?
I work for him.
Okay. Then you can read this.
To whom it may concern, there's nothing else for me to do. I killed Bruce Cheney and Charlie Beck.
Oh, that poor nutty thought he knocked me off.
No one else is to blame except the woman who got me into this, June Dennison. Well, that's all there is.
Ain't that enough?
I don't know, Charlie. There are several things it doesn't explain. One, what happened to my wife.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, speak of the devil.
Darling, you're not very flattering.
Who's she?
My wife, Lieutenant.
Really?
Really? Were you worried about me, Mike?
Why, naturally. You forget, Angel, we haven't even had our honeymoon.
Well, leave it to me, darling. I'll make up for it.
You'll make up for a lot of things, June. You caused that kid to take a zonk. Hey, hold it. Hey, you know something, Mike? I don't think Richie did commit suicide.
What do you mean, Charlie?
Well, I got an idea. He was knocked off. Well, why couldn't that letter have been tricked up by June?
Oh, isn't he sweet?
No, you're wrong, Charlie. June couldn't have done it. How would she know that Richie tried to kill you?
Well, yeah, she wouldn't.
But you were right about one thing. The note is a phony. It was written long before the attempt on your life.
That doesn't make sense.
It does to Charlie, though, doesn't it, pal?
Hey, Mike, you realize what you're saying?
Sure, you killed Richie Wayne and Bruce Cheney.
Now, what's the idea, Mike?
Well, you steered me to a good thing, friend, so I don't mind steering you to one. A little item known as the chair. And, Charlie, for you, I'll even forget my discount.
I've just come to a conclusion, Mike.
What's that, June?
I've really got a brilliant husband. What gets me is how you knew that the note Richie left was a phony.
Had to be, Angel. It was obviously written before the attempt on Charlie's life.
Hmm?
Charlie killed Richie, wrote the note, then went back to his own place and shot himself.
Is that a guess?
No, it's the only way it comes out even. When Vince Castell and I got to Charlie's apartment, we found the door locked. Before we broke it down, I tried to peek through the keyhole. Couldn't.
Why not?
The key was still in the lock. And since that was the only door to the apartment, you tell me how Richie could shoot Charlie, make his exit, then lock the door from the outside, yet leave the key on the inside. That calls for Houdini, baby, and he's been dead for years.
But what was Charlie's motive?
You know that as well as I. Didn't he steer Richie to you and Bruce in the first place?
Yes, but why did he steer Richie to you?
He had no choice in the matter. Richie had made up his mind to come to me anyway, and by going along, Charlie could keep tabs on the situation. Isn't that how you knew I was coming over to your place?
Well, yes, but why did he kill Bruce?
Well, if he could knock him off and frame you for the kill, that left him in the clear with Vince's dough and no one to split with.
Then why did he kill Richie?
Charlie couldn't afford to let him live. Richie had him pegged as the party responsible for all his troubles. That was why he released you to go after Charlie.
Well, that'll learn me.
I hope so, Angel.
What are we stopping here for?
This is where we get off.
But that's police headquarters.
Well, that's right, it is.
What's the idea, Mike?
Well, the idea is that I'm working for Vince Castell now, and you've got a nice hunk of change that belongs to him.
But I'm your wife.
Ah, look, June, let's not kid each other. You don't think for a minute I'd leave that routine. Didn't you know that you can't get a license in New York without a blood test?
Why, you no good...
Now, Angel. If you're so set on getting married, I'll be waiting. And with time off for good behavior, who knows? We may even be able to make it by 1961. Friends, this is Mike Waring. If you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you ever break a traffic safety rule? You know, every time you do, you're taking a chance, a big chance, and making yourself a vital statistic in the traffic death toll, a toll that's tragically big. Yes, in most every traffic accident, there's a violation of some traffic safety rule. So be careful. Whether you're walking or driving, obey those safety rules. Remember, the life you save may be your own.
The case of the proud papa. The case of the proud papa. That's the title of the next adventure of the Falcon. When Mike Waring learns that when three people confess to a murder, they're shooting two over par. Starting next week, the adventures of the Falcon will be heard on Wednesdays. So be sure to listen Wednesday, June 6th. That's right, Wednesday, June 6th. To another exciting adventure of the Falcon, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The adventures of the Falcon are based on a famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernadette L. Schubert, written today by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Joan Alexander as June. This coming Wednesday, listen to The Great Gildersleeve, and be sure to hear the next adventure of the Falcon the following Wednesday evening, June 6th. Remember the show, the time, and the place. The Adventures of the Falcon, Wednesday evening, June 6th, over most of these stations. Check your local newspaper for time of broadcast. This is Ed Hernahe speaking for the Kraft Foods Company.
Paul Douglas stars on Theater Guild tonight over NBC.